Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Continue with the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Hey, Halacha Tes Zayin, Chapter 5, Law 16 in the Mosnaim text. It's near the top of page 88 and 89. Halacha Tes Zayin, Zorak HaGet Liyada. The husband throws the get into her hand. But it's a magician here. But you're kosher by Mashiach, but there was a rope tied to the end of the get. A strong rope. A yo-yo get, right? He throws it, right? And she gets it. She gets it.
I love you.
Right? Uksas ha-Mashiach b'yado. But the edge of the rope is in his hand. Okay? Now, this is a good get. She's got in her hand. Yeah. But he's got
the rope attached.
Yeah, she's got the end. And he's got the other edge of the rope.
It's like a kais get.
So, I like the yo-yo get better.
Okay, maybe.
So anyway, so is it a good get or not? It depends on the following function. Im yochel natko, if he can yank it to himself, laviat slow with one good pull, ain a migoreshes, it is not considered a get. Why? Because the Torah says he writes her a sefer krisus, a document of cutting, and he gives it into her hand. And cutting means total separation. Mm. Now, it ain't separate. If you can pull it right back, that's not a separated get at all. So it's not the word. Until what? Now, it's a bachol. Let's how to read the next word here. Ad. So you have shiti pasek, which would mean until he cuts it. Hamashiach. Until he cuts the rope. Now, other texts don't have ti pasek, but tif sok, until the rope gets cut.
Right.
So there's going to be differences in that impression. But if you cut the get, then we'll see it's okay. So now, what's the difference? If it's cut, it means that, you know, it'll depend. What if she cuts it or he cuts it, right? So according to some opinions, let's say she cuts it. Well, then is it a get or not? Well, it depends, because you could send one end. Yeah, but he always had it, and if he doesn't cut it, it's not like he separated himself from it. So maybe he never really gave it to her. On the other hand, we can say, no, he gave it to her. The only question is he still has ability to pull it back. So then it doesn't matter who cuts it. So it's a machlokas, exactly who would cut it, if it would work or not, depending on how far do we say, really it was a good giving back, but since he could mess it up, but once he's out of the picture, he's out of the picture. He can say, no, it never was a good giving in the get, then he would have to cut it. And then it would be effectively a good get.
So if he pulls it towards himself and the rope breaks in that process, is that him cutting it?
I don't know. They don't talk about that. So I don't know how to determine that scenario. Because that's trying to withdraw that.
Okay.
But on the other hand, what if the rope is not that strong? It's just a thread.
Right.
But if he can't pull it to himself at all... That's a good divorce, because since he isn't able to pull it away to begin with, there's no way he can stop that. Okay. Now, again, one second. So it would appear that really, what it really means is you should really be cutting it off, obviously, before he gives it to her, right? That would be the best thing. So there's a lot of machlokasim here. Even after she gets it, maybe he never really gave it to her. So it's very complicated. Halacha l'maisa, if he would give it to her and then cut it afterwards, it's still not sure if it would be a good divorce or not either, because maybe never gave it properly.
So this is a get with strings attached.
That's right. Good. Yud Zayin. Next. Now another case. What if Nasan Haget Biyad Avdo? What if he gives the get into her servant's hands? Okay? Now, it's her servant. It's her property.
Hmm.
If he puts it in her property, it's like he gave it into her hand.
Yeah.
She has to have it kanani. Property is her hand. So what if he puts the get, gives the get to an eved, to a servant? But, let's see now. For who neyor, but he's awake. Vihi mishmarto, and she's watching him. So now, is that considered a good get or not? So it depends. Ima yokafus, if the servant was tied up.
It's the servant who's awake.
Yes.
Okay.
The servant, he gave it to the servant. We want it to work as per it going into her property. Okay? Just like it works and goes to her property. The servant's her property.
Right.
He gave it to the servant. Now, the servant is awake, but she's watching him. Just like if she threw it into her property, she'd have to be standing next to her property, right? She's watching him. Now, is that good enough? No, it depends. If he's tied, okay, his hands or feet, means that he can't leave. He's stuck. then harei zeget. That's a good get, because the property is not moving as it is. Ukeilu hegiel lachatzeres, just like he threw it into her chatzer, their courtyard. Shehi omedes b'tzidon, she's standing next to it. So then that's the same thing. But v'meino kavus, if he's not tied up, then ain't a get. That is not considered a get, because either you could say it's like a chutzner that's watched, but without a proper chutzner, but she doesn't know about it. Or worse, the truth is a chutzner can't move around, and this guy can be running around like crazy and go wherever he wants and can do whatever he wants. So perhaps it's not a get because he has a lot of liberties over here. On the other hand, what if the son of Biado Eved, who Yashen, what if he puts in the hand of the servant and he's asleep? So he's asleep, he can't go anywhere. Vimishmarto, and she's watching him. So we hear it, Rambam says, Hare's a puzzle. This is a puzzle get rabbinically.
Yeah.
Meaning biblically it's okay, because he's asleep, he ain't going anywhere, she's watching him, but we're afraid rabbinically, really biblically it's okay, but rabbinically we're afraid, if you allow it when he's asleep, we may allow it when he's awake.
Oh, so
and therefore they don't want it. So but, if he's asleep, if he's tied up and asleep, then obviously Hare's a Megoresh, he is divorced. Now, the truth of the matter is, that's not such a big chiddush. There's different gears over there. Some say this is extra. Because obviously, if we already had before, if he's tied up already, even awake, we said it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, it could come out that's a superfluous halacha. But anyway, that's for sure is the halacha.
Why is it problematic if the Eved can move around, but not if a shaliach can move around?
A shaliach is different. When you make someone a shaliach, you're making him to be your hand. Once it's in his hand, a shaliach, a prophet is not a shaliach. Shaliach shalom kamoso. A messenger is like the person himself. An eved is not like the person himself. An eved is like the person's property. And the property has to be mishtameris, has to be guarded. If I appoint you as my servant, then the Torah is saying your hands are my hands.
A shaliach.
The shaliach.
The shaliach. Shaliach. If you're my shaliach, say shaliach, I want you to pick up this get, right? So once he picks it up, that's just your hand is my hand. That's it. I don't care. You've agreed to that. Obviously, you have to agree. A servant's a whole different get. It's a chattel. Chattel has different halachas.
Make your servant your shaliach.
That's a big problem. We're gonna have to learn the next parak. We'll tell you who you can make a shaliach, who you can't make a shaliach. Because if he's a goy cannot be a shliach. We'll see in the next chapter why. A goy cannot be a shliach. Goy could be your property. Eved can't be more than your property. Cannot be a shliach because he's a goy. So
what about Eved Ivri?
And Eved Ivri is a Jew. That's no problem. It's a regular
Jew. It's before the Torah.
And he Makadosh.
Before the Torah. It's before the Torah.
He Makadosh for Yitzchak, his wife.
Yeah.
He was a shliach.
First of all, I don't know how much of a kedusha it was. It was before the Torah. You can't ask
before
questions.
The Torah. I knew that was going to do that.
Avram wasn't a Jew either.
That was a good one.
That was pretty close.
Avram wasn't a Jew. It's a big machlokes.
He was a Jew too. He was the first Jew.
It was before Torah was given. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. Yerches.
Can't learn from that.
That's right. Yerches. Kos of a get. Okay, another case. You write a get. Now listen to this case. Carefully. Kos of a get. He writes the get. Unasono biyad avdo. And he gives it into his servant's hand. So nothing's happened yet, right? Mm-hmm. It's not her servant's. Is it? But he does one more thing. Because of law, he writes her now, the wife, a shtar matonalov. He writes a gift
the
document.
Slave.
I hereby give my slave to you. Now, at the moment he gives the slave to her, at that point in time, two things are happening simultaneously. She owns the servant.
She owns the get.
And now the get is in her property at the same moment. So, Kaven Shezachsa Ba'evid, once she has acquired the servant, Zachsa Ba'get, she's also acquired the get, Viniz Gorsha, and she now gets divorced, because the Evid is like her Chotzer, and the get and the Chotzer are coming simultaneously. However, it has to be, Imhoya Kofos, of course, he has to be tied up, because then we'd have a problem as before. If he's not tied up, it's not good for other reasons.
Doesn't she have to be guarding him at the time that she became the owner?
She's got to be there. She's got to be nearby.
She's got to be
nearby.
That
goes without saying. If we've already said that he has to be tied up, then the other things have to fit in as well. Now, others have different texts. He has to be asleep and tied up, whatever, but fine. If he may not cuff us, but if he's not tied up, Veneer and he's awake, then what happens? Konsa Evet, the Evet certainly, she owns the Evet, no question about it. But Veinu Megoresh, she's not divorced. Actually, get the gut until the get comes to their hand. Because he's got double negative. He's awake and not tied up. That's not even good in a normal case. Similar idea. Let's say he puts the get in his piece of property. Not hers, his. And he sells her his property. Onasanolo, he gives it to her. Kaven shekonsa chutzer b'shtar. Once she acquires the chutzer with a document, or bekesel with money, b'chazaka, or by or closing the door, or doing a demonstrative action that shows she's the owner, he scores. She becomes divorced because now the chutzer and the get come to her at the same time.
So back in 17, where the servant's not bound, and we say the divorce isn't effective, but if she takes the get from the servant, is that okay then? Then that is a divorce. I can appreciate before she has it in her possession, it's not effective. But her then taking it from the
servant. Well, it would be no different than if he put it in her. Yeah, it would be all right. Because I guess, what if he put it in her field and she wasn't in it and she picks it up?
Right. So we're just talking what's timing now.
Did he really give it to her?
That's what I'm wondering. Because here, we're saying it's not effective until the get reaches her hand.
Means he has to give it to her.
If the servant is away.
Unless the servant's tied up. So we looked at the servant's tied up and he sells it to a servant. That's a gift. But if the servant's just asleep, it's not a get.
But I'm just wondering whether it could never be a get once he puts it into the servant's hand as opposed to hers. Or can she still get it from the servant's hand?
I don't know if she can get it from the hand.
Well,
I don't know.
80, if there's 80.
That'll help.
But was that her giving
it'll
him giving it to her?
It's,
why?
Because he never gave it to her. So chutzner and shmurz. I don't know. Could be maybe it's not.
Let's say he sold her the servant. That's giving it to her.
But the servant is not. It's no better than the case before. The
yeah, that's why
awake,
I'm asking. That's
work.
Why I went back to the previous case.
Bechura, it's until the get comes to her hand.
That's why I didn't understand what that meant. How does it come?
I'm not sure how to read that. Because he's not actually giving her. What if he drops it and she picks it up?
Who drops
it? Say the husband drops his get.
Yeah.
And she picks it
he
up.
He didn't give it to her. He didn't give it
the
to her.
The same thing.
So he didn't really get it. He gave it to a servant. He put it in a chutzah shein mishtameres.
Okay.
So I don't know if he gets it. I don't know. Like maybe until it actually gives. So that's a good point. You're saying until it reaches her hand. What does it mean until it reaches her hand?
Yeah,
does
that's
it
what I struggle with.
It doesn't say. It says shum over there. I'm not sure. It's a good point you're saying.
It says once the servant gives her 39.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what does 39 say? It implies that once the servant gives her the get, however, the word. Yeah, that wording would seem that to be. Yeah. He's saying it's not necessary.
Don't ask you for the husband.
It's not accepted by all authorities.
Right,
okay. So that's the point.
That's
why I was
this is unclear.
Fumbling over there.
Yeah.
All right, cause it would seem that it's.
That's how I read it, and
I see how it's not,
yeah.
Because he didn't actually give it to her.
Right, that's why we went through
it. It's a machlokas in that. Yeah. Okay, good. Perek Shishi. Now we're going to talk about Shalichim now.
Alice. You see what he said in a footnote in Ein S? She'im kafut v'nir ha'reiz again.
Yeah, if he's tied up.
Yeah.
Of course, if he's tied up.
Yeah,
tied up and asleep. Yes, that's true. But he was awake.
Right.
The problem was he was awake.
Yeah.
That's the problem. All right, Aleph. Now, we start with the basic law, and then it gets much more complicated. Hashaliach she'oisa isha lekabel logita miyad bala hu hanikra shliach kabbalah. Okay, a woman makes a person a messenger to receive the get from the husband. The lady says, I don't want to see my husband. I delegate you to take it for me from him. Okay? So, that is called, you got to get these terms. There's going to be four different shlichim here. Shliach Kabbalah. Three different shlichim. The receiving shliach. Okay? Shliach number one. So what's the law? U'mishagia get liat shlucha. When the get does, the husband or whoever gets the get into the agent's hands. Tiskare, she's divorced. Ki'ilu higia liyado. It's as if it came to her hand. And at that point, even though the woman doesn't have it, but her shliach has it. Once her shliach has it, even if the husband changes his mind, he can't. Because once the shliach got it,
Yeah.
It's as if she, the woman, got it.
It's an extension of her.
And it's an extension of her.
Yeah.
Now, very important now. Utsricha lasos bishnei edim. She must, when she delegates this person to be the shaliach to receive it, it must be done in front of two witnesses, because how do you know it's happening? Mm-hmm. It's got something that can be proved. She is saying, I'm appointing this person to be my shliach, and when it gets to his hand or her hand, I am now divorced. And there got to be two witnesses seeing that.
That's the first one. Now,
they need another set of witnesses, like always. They need two other witnesses that saw that the get indeed get did get into the agent's hands. Just like you need two witnesses to see the man gave the woman the get, you need two witnesses to see the man gave the shliach the get. Mm. So you need two sets of witnesses. Now, do they have to be two separate sets of witnesses, or can we combine them? Says Afil Hamarishonim, the second set who see the man giving a shlich can be the very same first set who saw the woman designate the man as the shliach. That can be. Or even if one of the first two is also one of the second two. Hareza Edus Gemura, that's a complete perfect testimony. And we don't assume they're liars. Some people might say, oh, maybe the woman made a shtick over here. Maybe she got a bunch of liars over it to lie about this and everything else. That we don't say. We say, no, it doesn't. Now you might think, well, let's make it more clean, you know. Two witnesses here, two witnesses there. It would be much more hard, complicated for her to lie about these things, you know. No, we just say, we don't assume the worst. And really the same two witnesses can repeat and be the witnesses to say that they received it. In their presence, they received it as well. Now they bring that even more than that. One second. If the shaliach himself can even be a witness to testify, because why can't he be a witness? He's not, as long as he's not a relative.
But he's witnessing himself being appointed?
He says, I testify that I received him and another guy.
Can you see the appointment if you're the person receiving the appointment?
Sure, for the second one he can't.
I'm talking about the first one.
First one, not sure.
It doesn't seem reasonable.
I'm not sure. But the first one, second one he can't for sure.
Yeah, right.
Because he says, I know the man gave it to me.
Yeah.
In other words, normally you'd say the woman. Let's say, could the woman testify she got the get from the man?
No.
A woman. The lady's getting divorced. First of all, she can't testify.
Can't testify.
Could the man? Can the husband testify he gave the get to the woman? Not really, because he's no get. He's biased.
Right.
So we don't say that the shliach has a bias. That's the point. I might think the shliach couldn't be a shliach. Because he's like the extension of the woman. That's like the woman could does. Even we don't say that. He can be a shliach. Can testify in a court. I received it from the man, together with another witness. That's two witnesses that said they received it from the man. Okay. This is called what? This is called the shliach kabbalah. The shliach to receive the get.
So it could be a woman then. She doesn't have to testify.
Well, women aren't edim.
No, but the shliach doesn't have to.
Oh, the shliach could be a woman. She could be a woman.
But then she couldn't testify.
Absolutely. A shliach could be the woman. We'll see. We're going to talk about that in Halacha Zayin, if women can be shlichim. That's true. Okay, that's the first halacha. Beis goes now. But remember, when do we say we need all these witnesses? Only b'sha'avad get or nikra, if the get gets lost or torn. But what if the shaliach who received it, it's in their hand, and it's there, and it's not lost, and we've got it, and we've got clear proof. Ain sarich edim. We don't need edim that saw he received it.
You need edim to say that.
But you do need edim that he was appointed. No question about it. Doesn't matter if the husband gave it privately to this agent, or whether there were other witnesses, it doesn't matter. The fact that got it in his hand, it's just like the woman has in her hand. If the woman has in her hand, that's, you know, even if you don't have the witnesses, what's the matter? The biggest proof is she has it in her hand. right? V'yaval b'kein, still in all, lo yitin la get l'chadcha, you don't give a person initially the get without witnesses. Elevate a Masir, you should have witnesses that what was given over, because really the main get is with the Eidim Masira, and when Isha Asher's like a woman herself. So, of course, you want to have all these witnesses, but if you don't have that second set of witnesses, it would still be good, just like in a regular case, it would be good b'dieved without that. All right, that's the first set of witnesses. Now, the woman can make a person to be her agent to receive her get. Can the husband make someone an agent to receive his wife's get?
No.
To receive his wife's get or to give?
No, to receive his wife's get on her behalf without her knowing.
Oh, I see.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because it's like against her will. She is.
Right.
She can. So that's halacha gimel. Habal ain't a yochel lasso shliach lekabel get leishto. The husband cannot make anybody to be the shliach to receive it for his wife. Right? Why? Because there's a rule. A get is generally a chov, a liability for the woman. And you can't make a liability, not in front of the person. Something for their benefit you could do without their knowledge, but this is a liability. And liability you cannot do.
And you have to go with general things rather than whether this is a benefit for her.
This is a liability. Generally speaking, a divorce is a liability. It's not a
but
benefit.
Nowadays, I mean.
It's still a liability. Aval, but what can he do? He can do what he can do. Aval yachol laso shliach laholi chaget lishto. He can designate a shliach to deliver the get to his wife.
Yeah.
He can make a shliach,
right.
And that has a different name. V'zeh nikra shliach hoylocha. That's the shliach of the sending. That he can make a shliach for that, and that she's not divorced until it gets into her hand, and therefore, obviously, the husband could change his mind. Until it gets into her hand, he could change his mind. That effectively nullifies the shlichus. All right, so that makes a difference when it gets into her agent's hand, but not into her hand. It's too late to nullify it because the agent receiving for her, it's like she received it. But if
right.
he gives it to an agent to give, it's still like it's in his hand.
Okay.
So if he changes his mind,
in front of the agent. He has to nullify it.
Yes, we'd have to know
agent.
Exactly when he nullified it and time
because
it and
the
all. Yes,
to
exactly,
it,
exactly,
time
exactly,
time
exactly. Okay, so we've got a second set. We have Eidei Kabbalah, the witnesses who receive that she designates them. Eidei Hoylocha, the witness that he designates to bring it to her. Now there's a third set of witnesses. Dalit.
No messengers.
Messengers. V'chein ha'isha sholacha shliach lahavi lo get miyad bala. The woman can send a shliach to bring the get from the hand of the husband.
But it's not until
the she can
hand.
Send messenger to the husband and say, I want these two guys to be your shliachim, not my shliach kabbalah. Listen, the husband says, you know, wife says, when are you sending my get? Well, it's hard to find good guys. Somebody I can trust to bring it. I'll send two guys over.
When
they knock on the door. Knock on the door. Here, we're here to be the agents to deliver it, to bring it.
Whose agents are they? They're his agents.
They're his. They're
she appointed.
She appointed them to be his agents.
But she doesn't
act like
until it reaches her hands.
They
until
act
it
like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until it reaches her
see,
hands.
Right. The zehu nikra shliach hava. The shliach of the bringing.
Yes.
There's a shliach of taking it, you know, holacha to take it to her, and there's one to bring it to her because she's sending them, right? But those two, the ancient shliach holacha vavod, they don't need edim because they're not the one who's going to cut the get. We need edim that she appointed witnesses to be her hand because that was effectively destroys the marriage. And that you need Adam for.
Yeah.
But then you send the message, nothing's happened yet.
Until she receives it.
Until they receive it, nothing's happened.
Until she receives it.
Until she receives it, nothing's happened. So, okay, so he, the get is getting there, right?
Yeah.
But no divorce happened yet at all. The divorce happens, you want them to be her hands for her to get it. For that, you need witnesses.
So she could actually appoint. Get it, go bring it, and another gets it.
And to receive it. Exactly. She doesn't have to be around at all. Now, I don't know if she can.
Oh.
She couldn't appoint the same.
No.
Well, the question is, though, you wonder, why would she have to appoint a get to bring it? Just have them take it and accept it. That I don't understand. In other words, why would I... I'm sending them to bring it to me into my hand. I don't know why she just wouldn't make them be... Maybe she doesn't have any witnesses to witness that they're there.
Because you see, you don't need the witnesses.
Yet.
Unless she wants to...
Could be she doesn't have four people with her. She has two. She says, listen, the guy's crapsing around. I can't find it. Just here. I'm pointing these two people. They're going to bring it to me. That's going to take maybe a week. By the time week's over, I'll find other two people that'll watch them give it to me.
But
it could be she doesn't have people to four people that she can appoint these two to receive it in front of another two witnesses. Therefore, she'd have to bring other people.
Maybe she wants to receive it, she doesn't want to see them.
Even if she doesn't want to see them, she could have the other guys just take it.
Yeah,
as a shliach kabbalah.
She wants to actually be part of the ceremony. She wants to.
Okay, that'd be odd. But but then again, people are odd. Now, so it comes out of the four possibilities, three exist and one doesn't. She can make a witness to receive it for her. He can make a witness to send it from him. She can make an agent. She can make a messenger to receive it in her stead. He can make an agent to send it in his stead. She can send an agent to take it from him and to bring it to her in his stead.
Yes.
But he can't appoint an agent to take it for her in her stead.
No, that's
the one that he cannot do. Okay, stop over there.
Thank you.
This is agency. Okay.